Yeah, so they definitely changed up the way they were covering some things. And, you know, this is something we talked about, you know, after the game last week. You know, sometimes they're going to give you things and you got them. And, you know, they had a good plan to take some of that away if we started, you know, hitting on some, you know, and they did. And so, you know, you got to aggressively just keep taking what they give you, which at times is frustrating, especially when you're trailing, because, you know, you want to, you know, get your chunk throws and things like that. But, again, you know, we were on the sideline, you know, seeing what they were doing and still putting our team in a good position by, hey, if we can hit this here, maybe it'll turn into something, you know, that kind of thing. But they did a good job in the second half of coming out and saying, hey, we're not going to let you just keep chucking it over our head.
There's nobody in that locker room expected to be 3-5.
Yeah, right.
How do you go on here and rectify the first half?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know our guys well. You know, no one thought that, especially with the kind of guys we have and how we work. And, you know, where do we go from here? We do the same thing that we always do. We work. We grind. Again, you know, it seemed like 2 weeks ago everyone was, you know, all done with us. And then, oh, man, there we're back. You know, we can't get high and low with this game because – it's this close. The margin is too close to get high with it or get too low with it. We need to go back, you know, when we get down to Florida, and we need to work. You know, each man needs to look at it and say, what can I do better? You know, and you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit there and see what kind of throws could I make better. What was there better options? Was there better things to do? But each man just needs to look at it and keep working because that's the only way you get out of this. The when it falls apart is when people start turning on each other, and I don't believe that we have that.
Frustrating that, even more frustrating that it comes, you have 10 days to get ready, and then you're coming off a real inspirational win against Kansas City, and then to come out here and then have that out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we felt like as an offense we were moving it good, we had a good plan and things like that, but then we'd turn it over. You know, I could think of the two on offense, and then the last one, I mean, we're just trying to score, so. You know, you got to force it in there. That's the one. I wish I had that one back because Coop did a good job. But, you know, I felt like we were moving good. You know, it wasn't like, you know, schematically they took everything away. We were able to hit some things and do some certain things. And I felt like we had a really good plan, you know. But when we, you know, turn the ball over and then we're trailing and things like that, they're able to play softer. And then you can't really, you know, take those chunk throws that you really want.
Down two or three scores, and then a chance to take some more deep tries. I mean, digging deep is something to be the best way to go when you're down, you know, two or three scores.
Yes, you know, you have to because, you know, or else you're thrown into double and triple coverage. You know, it's something that each time, you know, when you're down, you know, really, when it's in that zone of, hey, man, we have to score every drive. You know, in my mindset, the way I play is, hey, I'm looking vertical. I'm looking for the big one. I'm trying to take it. And if it's not there, I got to get it out quick and let our guys, as they're dropping, you know, go get what we can. And it's something that, you know, we talked about before the last drive. Hey, guys, they're going to play soft. I got to take what they give us, but let's play fast. We were able to get a lot of plays in before that two-minute warning. So that's kind of how you have to play when defenses decide to play that way. You know, and I wish we could do something different, but, you know, or else, you know, we'd be throwing it in harm's way a lot.
Is your injury taking away some of your skills?
No. No, I feel good.
So what can you do to turn this locker room around, get everything going forward for the next decade?
Yeah, so me, I'm going to be me. You know, I know how to lead. I know how to work. And I know how to play this game. You know, so I'm going to continue to be me. I'm obviously going to make my corrections. I'm never one to just say, oh, this and this needs to fix. And then I just go off and do whatever. You know, I'm gonna make my corrections. You know, I'm gonna get better. You know, there won't be a day that I stop working to be a better version of myself. And so I'm gonna keep working, and I will get better. And you know, that's what our team needs to do. They need to continue to be a better version of themselves every week. And the results are the results. But as long as you're staying with the process of recovering, you know, preparing and competing, that process works. You know, it's changed the culture here. We got to get back to it a little bit, you know, with the little details of things, and we will. You know, hopefully this is a slap in the face to a lot of guys in that locker room, and we can just finally say, okay, now let's take the little things serious, or, you know, if that's what's missing in your preparation.
Any more for Derek?
Obviously, you guys like the two young running backs you have, but you guys miss Marshawn a little bit today?
You know, anytime you don't have a teammate, you miss them, absolutely, especially a starter. Anytime you don't have a starter at any spot, it hurts, you know, because you want your brother there. You want to play with him. But obviously, you guys know we have a lot of faith in those guys. They had a couple mistakes that they wish they had back, you know, and that's going to happen in the games. The thing that I like to see is that they kept playing. Sometimes it sucks out there. You know, sometimes it's going to be hard on your heart. Sometimes it's going to be embarrassing a little bit. But the thing that they kept doing, they kept their eyes good in protection. They kept their check down rules real well. They did a great job there. And they did a great job after the catch, you know, with, again, like we talked about, when they play really soft, you know, they got to be heroes pretty much. You know, they got to go get us what they can. I thought they did a really good job of that. But we have all the faith in the world in those guys. But anytime you miss a starter, you know, you obviously miss the guy.
Derek, you mentioned that the team hitting back to that Raider mistake or that Raider toughness. Does it seem like it's lacking just a little bit?
No, I just said the little things. We got to get back to doing the little things right, you know, because that is the difference in this league. You know, everybody's talented. Everybody has, you know, good players, good plans. The thing that separates people is all the little things leading up to Sunday. And then when you get to Sunday, just turn the switch on and go. You know, just react and play. I think that's the missing piece is the little things of taking care of our body, of the way we prepare. And the way we compete in practice. And we're going to get after it in practice. I probably won't shut up all week about how hard we need to go in practice and those things because we're at that point. You know, I mean, goodness. You know, obviously the way we've been doing it hasn't been good enough, so let's try and ramp it up a little bit.
That's all set?
Good. All right. Thank you all.